So we've been talking about Pat Tomasulo's benefit last night for research for trigeminal neuralgia. That's, we had Dr. Kevin Most talking about it and what just a horrific disease that it is. Pat Tomasulo from WGN-TV Morning News' wife, Amy, lives with trigeminal neuralgia. I've met so many people through this benefit who do and have learned what a debilitating disease that it is. And last night, the benefit was at the Park West again. It's a night of stand-up comedy. It's a hilarious night of stand-up comedy. But then they slow it down and talk about what the night is really about and raising money for this insidious disease. And it was a showstopper last night as they showed a video of a woman named Kelly Crane, who was 46 years old and lived with trigeminal neuralgia. And this video told her story. What a vivacious person, so full of life and love, especially for her son, Zach, and at the same time live with this horrible disease and suffered tremendously with this awful disease, showing the incredible, excruciating pain that she was in. This disease is just a non-stop attack of pain in the person's face, as Dr. Most described it to us. And the night was capped off. Kelly wound up taking her own life this past January at the age of 46 because she couldn't take the pain anymore, couldn't take the suffering anymore. But her son, Zach, who is a singer and a songwriter, wrote a song for his mom, which we'll hear in a minute. But Zach, I just wanted to bring you on the show today and thank you for sharing your story with everybody last night. I'm sure it was one of the most difficult nights that you probably had last night, telling the story and then performing this song for your mom, right?
Dean, thank you so much for having me on, first off. And secondly, last night was truly magical. I mean, it was very, very difficult. I think the one thing that truly got me through this, though, leading up to it, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. And I perform all the time. And I usually, it's my favorite thing to do. But weeks leading up, I was terrified. But last night was one of the most surreal moments of my life. And I felt her with me. So, and I know that she supported this cause and loved everything Pat and Amy were about. So it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to me about what your mom went through.
Oh, the best part about my mom was she went through so much. And I mean, she was one of the most talented human beings ever. She was a dancer. She was a cheerleader for the Chicago Bulls. Actually, she was in a car accident when I was one. And the car accident is what led to her developing trigeminal neuralgia. And despite all of that, myself growing up, she was a cheerleader for the Bulls. She taught dance. She did everything. Everything that she wanted. She wanted to live out her dreams, and she made them happen, despite the pain. But, I mean, every single day it was excruciating pain. It was 24/7. Like I mentioned, 26 years. So absolutely unbelievable monster of an illness and a disease. And she fought it like a warrior. So,
yeah, I'll tell you, one of our editors at WGN-TV, Mike D'Angelo, put together that amazing video on your mom's life and what she went through that we all watched last night. It was amazingly assembled and put together. And a couple of things that I walked away from after seeing this video, I'd never met your mom, but I walked away with some people who are just so full of life and so full of joy and so full of love. That's the impression of what I got the impression, like that I knew your mom, Kelly, from that she was just a person full of love for everyone and full of laughter and jokes and dancing and just, lived her life so carefree. Am I correct about that?
Oh, you hit it right on the head, Dean. And she's always smiling, always, and I mean literally always. If you didn't see her smiling, I mean obviously we're all human, you know, we all get down and we all have our demons, but she, especially when I was around, she always made sure her smile was as big as the world. So she's always happy, always laughing, always making jokes, and always dancing. Yeah. So
the other thing that I took out of this, the other thing that I took out of this video was her unlimited love for you. How much she loved Zach and wanted Zach to fulfill his dreams, your dreams. And all she wanted was for you to be happy and to live out your dreams. That, am I correct about that also?
Yep. Yes, sir. It's she lived for me, and I always wanted to, I always do my best to live for her and to feel as alive as I could. And like you said, you know, she inspired me to just pursue my dreams and chase after the stars. So it's all I did forever. And I will always have her to thank for that.
Yeah. I can't imagine how devastating it must have been when she took her own life in January. But as you spoke about last night, and we spoke personally after the show, you are constantly motivated by the gifts that your mom gave you in the limited time that you had together.
Yes. She, despite everything, you know, it was very, okay, so obviously I witnessed her struggling for so, so long. I just, in the back of my mind, I always sadly knew that day, that could be something that I'd have to face one day. But definitely having it actually happen so early on in my life, especially, and so early on in her life, that was the hardest part for me. But, you know, like I said, I mean, I've found my purpose. I have found my why. And I've found the driving factor that wakes me up every single morning.
Yeah, you wrote this beautiful song for your mom, which we'll hear in just a moment. As part of the video presentation last night, though, there was a voicemail message that your mom had left for you and other family members, saying that she was sorry and that she just couldn't take the pain anymore. She couldn't take the suffering anymore. What was that like for you to hear that? Because I can imagine there might have been a lot of different emotions hearing a voicemail like that.
It was, so one thing with my mom and I, and I think I honestly, I'm realizing it in this very moment right now. My friends always give me a hard time about it, but my mom and I are always the people who send voice memos. And I honestly, now I'm thinking about it, I think I got it from her. But you know, it was knowing that she left me that warmed my heart. But I will be honest. It took me until Mother's Day months later to actually finally listen to it, because I knew that was the last true thing that I had from her and the last words I could hear from her. So I held on to him, but I knew I needed to hear it. So I did it, and I am so happy I did. It was incredibly hard to hear.
Yeah.
But like I said, it had to be done. And now it's not like it's gone. I can listen to it whenever I need to. And I have all the other incredible, funny, or,
right,
you know, inspiring voice memos, sure, or voicemails that she's left me in the past.
Now, had you written the song until then, prior to hearing that message?
I did. I wrote that song in April. End of April, I believe, I wrote it. And then I knew I wanted to just get it out by Mother's Day. It was kind of so, really quickly, as Pat shared last night, my mom always wanted for Christmas, for Mother's Day, any day you'd give a gift, you know, or something expected. She wouldn't expect anything. She always asked for a song. And my whole life, since I started writing music and poetry, I was never able to deliver that to her. And I knew that this Mother's Day, I was like, you know what, Mom, like, I finally know what I want to write about. And I went in my room and I wrote that song in about an hour. And it's the most powerful of my all-time favorite song I've ever written. So, and it's my little gift to her. So.
Yeah, powerful is an understatement. Listen to this, everybody, especially the very end of the song. It's Zach Crane, Until Then.
Coffee's on the table, I'm walking out the door. I'm wishing I was able to feel your warmth. Where did you go? I'm out here alone. And please come home, pick up your phone. Why you fought your battle, you screamed and you cried. I wish I could hold you one last time. Please don't let go. I'm holding on to the things we didn't know. Pictures, looking out for the signs. I'ma keep making music to get me through these times. And I want you to know I'm alright. I'ma dance till the sunset, I'ma dance till it rise. I'ma tell everybody about your hazel eyes and the way you would laugh till you cried. You're not here and God knows why. You fought your battle, you screamed and you cried. I wish I could hold you one last time.
That is powerful. Zach, congratulations on a wonderful tribute to your mom. I was in tears.
Thank you.
Tears last night, tears again today.
Oh, man, thank you.
Listening
thank
to
you.
It. And if people want to learn more about your music and things that you have coming up, what's the best way to do that?
excuse me, man. I'm
you're a little choked up yourself, of course, yeah.
Little bit, but yeah, Dean, you know, if anybody would like to find my music or anything about me, I am on social media, Zach Crane, ZACHCREAN. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple Music, YouTube. I'm on pretty much anywhere where you can listen to music, okay. You can find me. So.
All right, and keep us posted, yeah. And we'll let everybody know here as well. Zach Crane, pleasure to meet you last night. And have a great Sunday today, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean. Have a good one.